A Wisconsin democracy campaign analysis found in-state donors gave a combined $160,000 to the National Democratic Governors Association. Donors gave $100,000 to the Republican Governors Association. Both are known as 527 groups, which means they can't work hand-in-hand with a campaign, but they can run issue ads that praise or criticize a candidate. UW political science professor Ken Mayer says it also means donors don't have to abide by Wisconsin's contribution limits, even if it's likely their money will be used here.
I think there pretty clearly is going to be an understanding among people who make contributions to these groups that some or all or most of it is going to come back to Wisconsin, even if that understanding isn't explicit.
Both groups deny any direct link. Republican Governors Association Executive Director Phil Musser says his group will use the money as it sees fit for campaigns nationwide.
You know, we accept contributions from a wide swath of corporate and personal entities around the United States, and we comply fully with the rules. We don't try and funnel directly money into particular states.
A spokesman for the Democratic Governors Association says he thinks the upswing in donations to 527 groups is a matter of people wanting to show support for the candidates that they like. The top donor to either governor's group in the first part of this year was Milwaukee philanthropist Lindy Eline, who contributed $100,000 to the Democratic Governors Association. Milwaukee manufacturer Johnson Controls gave $40,000 to the Democratic Association and $75,000 to Republicans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.